This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green.
Former
U.S. President Donald Trump is due to appear in a federal court Thursday after a grand jury in Washington, D.C. accused him of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Washington.
The four-count indictment accuses Trump of conspiracy to violate Americans' right to vote, conspiracy to defraud the government, obstructing an official proceeding, and conspiring to obstruct an official proceeding. Trump, currently the frontrunner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, released a statement from his campaign describing the charges as persecutions of President Trump, reminiscent of Nazi Germany and the former Soviet Union. Trump accused prosecutors of timing the charges to distract attention from the ongoing legal troubles of Hunter Biden, the son of his anticipated 2024 election rival, President Joe Biden. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Two lawmakers in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee who were expelled from the state legislature earlier this year are hoping to win back their seats in a special election Thursday, AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Tennessee Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones, who are black, were expelled from the state legislature in the spring for their involvement in a gun control protest on the House floor. A third white representative who took part in the protest narrowly avoided expulsion, but House Republican leaders have repeatedly denied that race was a factor in the expulsion hearings. Pearson and Jones were reinstated by local officials, but only temporarily. In order to fully take back their positions, they must advance through today's special election. The two lawmakers easily won their primary election in June. I'm Donna Water.
This is VOA News. The White House says it's closely watching the coup in Niger as the U.S. Embassy prepares to evacuate staff from the West African nation. With the coup plotters staring down a Sunday deadline to reinstate the democratically elected president, analysts say Moscow and other countries are also monitoring Niamey and looking for opportunities to widen their influence. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
This is becoming a sadly familiar image in West Africa. A group of military officers, unhappy over poor security and bad governance, imprison the country's leader, take over the airwaves, and declare themselves in charge. But optics aside, this West African coup is different and has Washington watching hour by hour as it sees whether frantic diplomacy will bring the deposed president, for whom the State Department has expressed unwavering support, back to power. That's because Niger is a key U.S. partner in fighting Islamic extremism in the Sahel, with a critical U.S. drone base and hundreds of U.S. troops in the country. Analysts note that this fragile, resource-rich region is also in the crosshairs of other major powers, with Russian mercenary group Wagner increasing its foothold in neighboring countries. The State Department said they haven't seen proof that Russian mercenaries were involved. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Defense Department said Wednesday the Pentagon's top official for Asia has discussed U.S.-China defense relations and regional security issues with a Chinese foreign ministry official. The talks between Assistant Defense Secretary Eli Ratner and Yang Tao, the director of the Foreign Ministry's Department of North American and Oceanian Affairs, came days after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wrapped up a trip focused on strengthening defense ties with Australia and Papua New Guinea and promoting a free and open Indo-Pacific. The Pentagon spokesperson said in a statement Wednesday that Ratner also emphasized the department's ongoing commitment to maintaining open lines of military-to-military communication between the United States and China in his talks with Yang. And authorities in China say torrential rains produced by Typhoon Doksuri have destroyed roads and knocked out power in Beijing and left at least 21 people dead and 26 others missing. The Chinese capital has recorded its heaviest rainfall in at least 140 years over the past few days as remnants of Doksuri deluged the region, turning streets into canals and forcing emergency crews to use rubber boats to rescue stranded residents. Thousands were evacuated to shelters in schools and other public buildings in suburban Beijing and in nearby cities. It is not known how many people are trapped in flood-stricken areas in the city and surrounding villages. I'm Richard Green for VOA.